Of Iranian students have gathered in front of the former U.S. Embassy in Tehran to celebrate the 28th anniversary of the takeover of the place on November 4, 1979. The students were carrying banners and chanting anti-U.S. slogans. Organizers gave speeches and issued a statement condemning U.S. policies in the region, particularly its unilateral measures against Tehran. The students stressed Iran's inalienable right to peaceful nuclear energy. They also expressed their support to counter any attack on Iran. Foreign media from various countries were present at the scene to cover the event. Now, here's a full report on the background of the 1979 seizure of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran.
The day marks a national event with huge rallies held against the warmongering policies of the U.S. outside its former embassy building in Tehran. Back in 1979, this building was seized by a group of Iranian students who said the 52 staff members they were holding hostage were spying on Iran.
These people are spies working in the United States Embassy.
We were not terrorists, we were not militia, we had no training, no military training. This was a student movement, a genuine student movement. But they knew that they had to take some sort of unconventional step. We felt very strongly about the intervention of the American government in our affairs.
To get the Americans back, the U.S. attempted to launch a military attack against Iran, but the mission failed when a sandstorm hit American planes even before they reached Tehran, leaving behind a scene of wreckage in the Tabas Desert. In contrast to rumors spread in the U.S. about the conditions in which the hostages were held, the Iranian government made sure the Americans were treated with respect, as video images from inside the embassy building later showed. The hostages were freed after 444 days through an executive agreement between Iran and the U.S. According to the agreement known as the Algiers Accord, the United States pledged not to intervene directly or indirectly, politically or militarily in Iran's internal affairs. It also promised to revoke all trade sanctions and terminate all legal proceedings in U.S. courts against Iran. The issue was thus resolved, with Iran set to become an independent nation with its own plans for the future. But the U.S. never stopped its campaign against the Iranian nation and continues to use the issue of the embassy takeover to put more pressure on Tehran. Every year, Iranians rally throughout the country to protest the U.S.'s unilateral and warmongering policies in the world. They call it the National Day to fight the global arrogance.
I want to prove to the world that we are still here, the descendants of the same students. We want to tell the U.S. that we won't let it dominate Iran or any other country.
They must realize that threats and sanctions will not influence the will of this great nation.
This year, rallies are expected to be even more heated, with people angered over the U.S.'s hostile approach toward Iran's nuclear program and its call for more sanctions against Tehran, despite Iran's constructive cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Well, there's still more news to come to you.